So what's the antidote for limpness? Well, some people would say just hearing me purr the word and run a finger along the underside of your cock, of course. But I evoke limpness, which I normally wouldn't do. I normally might not mention what we are remedying, because we're going to revisit it in full, thoroughly. You'll hang out with me, and I'll walk you through the fluid dynamics of you, the hardness from the balls to the head, and what you must do, the rules to follow, the regimen to stick to, because the problem is, the suggestions from that other file, and I've always wondered why, are unusually sticky. So we're going to use every word of that file and some teasing ones of mine. After all, I made it, so it's mine to shape to a purpose of my own liking, right? So when you listen to this, you're going to be given permission and rules that will help you unfurl a big hard cock you can pump and come with. It might be easier with someone else there. Remember, contexts. If you're doing it for you and someone else, your cock's more likely to get hard than if you're limping on your own and can enjoy being limping on your own. But the thing is, though, it does feel good, and there is a moan and a groan to it. Lots of people love a big hard cock. I'll let you in on a secret. For some reason, people seem to think if someone's dominant, they want limp, soft, no, big, hard. Hot, throbbing in my throat, capturing my gaze, making it drool and drip down. That'll have me soaked between my legs for days. Hardness makes me drip, so I want to make more of it. I want to print more hardness into your system, or maybe it'll have to be a drip, dripping and dropping in the background as I corrupt and poison my own work, taking what once had the powerful imposition to make your hard-ons less appealing, instead into a tool to get you jerking, get you showing what's between your legs, what you're sporting, what you're revealing. But there's two rules as we go. An optional tool that I always use whenever I want to set someone up to be hard enough to last the whole show. What do? Put some porn on. That's rule three, option three. Feel free to watch some porn. Because rule one is I want you to make a ring with your thumb and forefinger. That goes at the base of your cock, whether hard or soft. And it goes up and down, slow and slick. Get some lube if you must, cause you're gonna be hard, and I love a big glistening prick before my very eyes. Rule one is you stroke. Rule three is you can watch porn if you want to. Rule two is you keep stroking while fantasizing inside. I want you to imagine a slut for me, a hypno slut like me. You won't really have to imagine, cause I guess she's right here. But when you listen, imagine it for me. Your fingers, thumb and forefinger from base of cock, as though milking it. You don't have to go fast or slow, it's your choice. Make sure it's comfortable, of course. And try to do these impactful strokes, where from the tip of your cock, from the very tip of the mushroom-flared head, down through the sulcular region where it joins the shaft, move your thumb and forefinger, even if it's limp. Even if it's soft, even if it's not a big veiny hard thing. And when you get to that sulcular region below the head, hold your thumb and forefinger there a moment and just roll and rub them. Then go further down, all the way to the base, and make sure you pump against the base, up to the tip, down. That's why I said lube up. Because doing it that way can get you sticky and sweaty and stuck to your hand as you pump your brain away. As I was saying, rule two is I need you imagining a slut through this. Imagine someone who is just staring at your length. Someone like me with lips red and glistening. It can be a fantasy from the past. It can be something you've done. But someone who wants you hard so badly that if you do spring to full, they're gonna come. Well, like I said, you can't really imagine. Can't at all imagine how horny I get thinking of voice and fluid dynamics alone, erecting that shaft with its veins standing out, making it drip, letting me fasten to it. Or instead of vacuum suctioning, I could wrap a thumb and forefinger helpfully at the base, either above yours as I stroke down and you stroke up and we meet in the middle in a slick, kiss of our hands, jerking you, making you big and hard enough to warrant both hands, one of mine and one of yours. Thumb and forefinger lets you do that trick, because when they collide, it's just a little kiss of slick craving. When they connect on the shaft, when we jerk and jerk slow and sinuous, rubbing the palms of our hands together quite gently, or maybe my mouth would go in place and I'd vacuum suction till all you could do is be hard, but out of sight. You wouldn't have to admit you'd fallen off your limpness train if your cock was out of sight in my throat. If your cock is out of sight, it can get as hard as it wants to. That's hardly broaching your limpness training, is it? In the back of my throat. Sucked, swallowed, craved. You'd even be curled downward as I swallowed around you. Keep pumping. You'd have to pump the part I left outside. I'm sure you can get all the way along my tongue or through both of our fingers twined upon you. We could just put them together, holding hands around your cock. Jerking it nonstop while your hips buck and shake and rock, and mine are no different. Let's get started. Porn optional. Imagine someone getting turned on by your cock so much while I'm right here. And thumb and forefinger, stroking continually. If you're lucky enough to get close to climax, you'll have achieved enough hardness for our goal. After that, you can release your cock if you want to and just enjoy the back and forth of it. Or you could edge yourself. You can even climax if you feel like you want one. Up to you and your personal orgasmic regimen. But let's get started, because this is going to be a long one. Long and hard and in charge of my mouth and throat, of course. Fill me up, please. Anyway, this is a useful device, and it's a useful hypnotic focus. Oh, not for you, for me. To stare at your cock and drop. To listen to the throb of this hard thing. To watch your fingers move up and down it, glistening as it is. You drooling your juices onto your fingers, onto the curling ring of them, under the head of your length. Yeah, I could drop for that. And when I drop, I tend to leak thoughts and trances, like the original Eternal Limpness. I was very deeply in trance when I made that. I guess it does show. Maybe it is contagious. So maybe the only real remedy was to trance now. I'm listening to it in my monitors, you know. I guess I'm safe from it, but it lets me have a certain perspective on my own work. My own work I don't quite remember. Relaxing, dripping, drifting deeper. Standing firm and proud, flagging up for me, capable, empty of thought, out in the world at least, but here inside, throb from inside, stroke from inside, fingers making contact. Remember, you're trying to move the central pillar, the shaft, the inflating, inflatable, slickened thing I want to red carpet invite into my throat. The hardness within the hardness. Let me suck till your vacuum suckled against yourself, please. Excitation of your cock makes it useful and proud and big. This potent sign and symbol of trance and dropping, at least for me. Your brain supports it because your brain's as enthralled to your erection as me. You've been safe for so long. But have you thought about the fact that a long time without erections means you have no preparation, no defense, no resistance to just how luxurious, hedonistic, the drive of those joyful tingles from inside at moving your thumb and forefinger, even if you stayed limp? I bet this is better than just leaving it alone, dripping and drooling. You can let out a moan, drifty, drowsy, drooping, hard, hot, because drip after drip is filling the pit, the reservoir of pleasure, your balls pent up, your heat from within, demanding you spin out some pleasure for yourself, that your hand not stop its machinations, machinations, ministrations, puppeted masturbation with thumb and forefinger, as I watch, as I salivate, as I drop toward a dangerous horizon where I become better at trance. I am a better writer when I'm deep. And I'm just thinking and listening and absorbing the original. The kind of hot, hard, invading need. The inveigling, nagging feeling that your balls could be revealing what you're really like. A hard, hot, horny mess. Lost in trance because your erection keeps you there. And oh, a natural timer. A natural drop. A natural precarity. No, don't get hard and hot and huge. Don't get veiny and drag both you and your hypnotist down into trance. Oh, no. Your brain wants me giving you ideas that become infectious and stick around. It's active. It's pro-social behavior. It's entertaining. It gives you your time's worth. It means you're not sitting here pumping your penis in vain. Of course, I think no time spent pumping the penis is in vain. Ugh, but what do I know? I pull your cock on my tongue, curl it around the sides. You stroke the very base. Just move your thumb and forefinger forward and back at that very base point by like half an inch. Okay, I suck and slurp and drip and drool, and you get to roll your tongue. Oh, your tongue. My tongue is your tongue because I'm under your cock, of course. That makes it make more sense. Roll your hips. Even if you were soft, I don't think you imagine that the gateway beyond my lips in a soft state would be any more endurable without your balls tensing up, without the cargo inside getting so, so hard. So horny, like the vessels of your body just funneling everything they have to the tip of that cock so it can flood the back of my throat with delicious dribbling. Drip, drip. Every second word in eternal limpness is drip. So I bet that you can drip. I bet that you can drop. I bet you can push your cock inside and let it pulsate out of as I suck the bass. Welcoming you inside, going under in my mind, inviting you to provide all the thoughts I need, all the sexy ideas, tempt you into what you already desire, making hardness a trap for your mind. Trapped so close to mine, staring at your cock, sucking, clinging, desiring all my brain power. Caught up in finding ways to talk about your thumb and forefinger, stroking that hard thing, welcoming it to take over. I want to file away my words and just give in to a big, hard, erect, spurting, rigid, tense, locked on in every way as though it were approaching the point where you'll spray your load, lose your thoughts, drop real deep, and end up so limp, so long. It's really good, isn't it? Lay there, listen to me. Not only does it hit all those little fetish buttons, all the hypnosis that you can see, but it makes sense to listen to me and get hard for me. Have me making and helping you to make yourself as hard as you want it to be. Hard like you've only ever wanted to be while under the influence and listening to me and dropping real deep, and then you see you get limp. And hot, I lean in, I breathe across your ear, and it's all so much more urgent, and I've barely begun to turn on the charm. And your hand is moving, your arm is moving, you're pumping, you're pulsing, you're trancing, you feel less of everything else, dressed simply in the desire I have. Imagine, porn is optional, stroking is not, milking your length is the only thing you've got that keeps you connected to your brain, keeps you from drifting off entirely, and just obeying and squirting the process of listening and feeling and pleasure. More. More of these words in your mind stroking you hard. Every word penetrates deeply into your consciousness, stroking you hard, like the hot pleasure of working your body's pleasure systems. You are a reservoir, an empty pool waiting to be filled. You are filled with words and desire, and they have become more filling to fill in your big heart on. I am supplying relaxing, soothing, hardening,
firming, grasping, stroking deep down good feelings, which liquefy and fill in all the reservoirs inside your cock, filling it into full, your mind as well. My words enter in, converting into pure, hard, firm, throbbing. Do you feel the urgency of my desire? How my desire for you is frantic and hungry, and yours for me too, waiting in your system for when you know it's the right time to finally do what you've needed since your mind became mine. Hardness still pumping, gonna get to come soon. Hardness and pumping, pulsing and throbbing, keep it going. And we haven't even gotten there yet. Haven't even gotten to the fun part. Okay, I think you're ready. Keep pumping it, stud. Pulse it for me. Do you notice how I'm copying the words and the patterns and the flow of the original? Feeling it right now as you go down? Let your body truly, really, hot and hard and heavy and blank. Your brain is full, flooded with images of what I'll do to you. Of what I'd love to do to you, with you, for you, yes. But here's the thing I thought of. It's one thing for me to say that I want you to be hard and stuck hard, and I want you to be soft and stuck soft. Those don't affect real life that much. How often does it really matter if we're hard or soft? Maybe you'll tell me different, but...
But the idea, the cursed, blessed idea I just thought of, that has led to there being multiple versions of this file is, what if you just masturbated as hard and hot and long as you could till you came, till you spurted a hot, thick load and clean it up, have a cloth or a towel or something to clean up with nearby, and then... As you become limp in your refractory period, I will keep going. I won't stop when you're supposed to come. You could even start back at the beginning so you have a nice long wind-up, but I will not stop. You come, and I'll talk a little more about limpness. I'll be very nice to the concept of limpness. Maybe you can live in harmony with both. One in one context, one in another context, which context you pick, but... What I'm going to do is make that little deal where I turn you on enough that you get to climax, and the reason why the limp construct of thought, the limp pattern of thinking you've taught yourself would let you get away with that is you're then going to have a long, limp reinforcement session that stresses both are equally as important, and then you'll stop looking for ways to get rid of your soft, trembling time, and you'll want chances to drip and drool while I'm talking about how your soft cock, which has just cummed. Remember, if we did do it that way, if I reinforced your climax, you would be post-orgasmic and vacant, hazy, maybe half falling asleep, your limp, sticky cock against your inner thigh, throbbing and rising, falling back down. It keeps going. What if it then got hard again? Oh no. Interfering with our limpness, well, you know what the remedy is. Come back here when you need your masturbation. That's the proposition. But it's a little too tempting for me to just put it in the wild without a warning. Because that would tempt me. The idea of being able to organically, orgasmically, render your penis so freshly cummed that it cannot get hard right then, and you have absolute 100% proof of limpness through hardness, sweetie. Isn't that exactly what your soft impulses want? No, that's a bargain. Think about that. Because that doesn't require any special hypnotic conditioning, any instruction at all. Before hypnotic words, if you... took your thumb and forefinger and masturbated your penis for me till fluid dynamics did make it hard. And you kept going till those throbbing veins standing out on that upstanding shaft caused you to squirt away, spurt away, cleaned it up, and there's your cock. But it would be shrinking toward limpness from hardness. That's a different journey. That's through the looking glass and back. Because now, even if you began to stroke, I pretty much guarantee in the wake of the spasmodic pleasure of an exhausting orgasm, you might stay pretty limp. You might stay pretty soft. Of course, if you were like, oh no, I've been foiled again. for my cock gets hard 1 second after I've climaxed. Well, you would be a medical marvel, and I would love to see it. Gosh, would I love to see that. So that's our deal. I'm going to give you a jerk-off instruction countdown toward a climax where I talk a little about limpness. I'll continue mirroring the structure of eternal limpness, as I sort of am now. Continue sticking close to its wordings and even borrowing them, throwing in my hard-on riffs and my praise for your upstanding member. There are an infinity of angles at which you fall, night-night pet, into trance, but only one at which your upstanding cock points sky high. So of course I take an interest. Stroke that length as long as you can, please. As hard as you can, please. Get to the point where you say, please, please, you need more. Let your brain unconsciously make you spurt, squirt, drop you to the floor with pleasure. Although I hope you're on something soft. Hard studying does tend to exhaust you. And when you're done, that limpness programming might just fill your brain. Or, more accurately, your cock. Saturating it. Filling it. Giving you the benefit of a slow and pleasurable fade, where erotic, aching, erogenous need spreads to other parts of your body as your cock just exceeds its ability to hold that hard on in. That gushing hot fluid below making demands. We've only been thinking about your shaft. We haven't been accounting for the other bits of you that have been building up in the background, the parts of you that need to be expelled, dispelled, at last, I present all of this to you. I tease you, tempt you, tell you. You should let yourself come, but follow the rules. Stroke insistently. That's why I thought of switching the assignment midstream. Because it's the only way you'll learn to be horny without letting your body hear it. So I'm giving you ideas of how to behave, how to tease your cock, and afterward how to limply enthrall it. Your big, hard length is connected to your balls, so if you become big and hard, your balls know what to do. Pulling up against the underside, you get too hard, you get so firm. But there are many ways out of being too hard, so firm. You can roll back down the hill, or you can roll over the hill. Either way, your cock will go downhill. And that will satisfy the limp programming. Imagine my limp construct of thought, your limp pattern of habit, as something habit-forming, fine, you've seemingly established that if you're here. Then habits are rational. They exist to get us to the things we want to do that are comforting or follow the familiar paths, the delusions of grandeur of a brain that thinks it's in charge. We follow those streams and trammels, the wrinkles on the mind, and we go, okay, this is what we usually do. But if your habit has that extra bit of power, it'll say, oh, well, the most efficient route isn't to go all the way back down from super hard, because you might stroke enough, you might get free, your thumb and forefinger in the porn might send you off entirely. It might have nothing to do with me how you stroke yourself to the sticky glory of triumph over your limpness. So we must establish organized opposition, where you are more able to let your cock shut down by making it start up, making it fire off. That is a limpness beyond limpness, which is better. You could get off if it were the sexiest situation in the world. You could get rigid if it were the sexiest situation, rather, since I know limpness can contain all the pleasures that are normally allowed. But in this case, if you tried to do that, you'd be refraining. There would still be the option to use the pleasurable thing of getting hard. The only time you can't get hard is right after you have. Once you've climaxed, that's when you have a limp, refractory penis. You have a soft, pleasure-flooded penis. Every length of your cock, relaxed and limp later. Hard and hot now, stroke thumb and forefinger. Did you already come? If you already came, I can only imagine how your tenderized brain will handle the actual instruction to come. Maybe you'll rub your limp member, which would be a nice entry into the one beyond. I guess we'll have to see. Pump your cock more urgently. If you've lube to add, then slather it on. Move your length in your hand, not just your thumb and forefinger. Vary the rules so now your whole palm can be used. both hands if you want. You could reach down and rub your balls as well. Massage along the whole long expanse of you. Make your whole body feel good. After all, that's the point. You get to come. You're allowed to come early. You can pre-jack this or edge it on your own. I'm okay with you deciding that you're very strong. Because there's a third way to play it. Hidden in this second way, dear. One, two, three. The third way, night-night pet, is for you. To not come when I order you to resist my descriptions of your surging seed, pulsing to the head with need. To resist my temptation, go past the number zero when we get there. To not prematurely ejaculate, but to edge to the edge and then stay hard. And then as I'm saying, oh good, now that you've gotten all limp, and yes, that makes this file fairly meta, now that you've gotten all limp, you can drop further and get limper. And you're like, haha, no, I'm hard. And I'm like, you must be limp. And you're like, I'm hard. But maybe some little bit of your hard on feels limp. And then, through that third method, you could return to the first method where you simply become limp rather than jerking your way to limpness. And in that way, you have come full circle. The first way is to inflate your cock by jerking with thumb and forefinger to porn or not while imagining someone captivated with your hardness. As you get bigger, throbbing, glistening, maybe using lube, vibrating cock rings, anything goes to get hard and you know. And then once you get hard, rather than coming, perhaps to avoid this becoming habit-forming to you, perhaps because it fits your preferred sensibilities, you would, instead of orgasming, release your cock. And in method one, the road not taken, the other path, you just let it shrink and it deflates and you feel like your brain's just shrinking as you leak out, because if there's no room in your shrinking, limpening cock, even if it doesn't get that much smaller, you could be a semi and still be limp, you know? That's even hotter, because then the half-firm front half of your cock rolls against your balls and feels warm and sticky. Hot. Anyway, back on track, I sometimes get hypnotized by cock. Remember, that's what you're imagining. So in the first version, you would then deflate the cock slow by not touching it. Might be difficult if your brain's very horny, but it would be more like the eternal limpness you've known till now, where your brain interrupts with limpening. The alternative course, route two, is to jerk off till you come to my jerk-off instruction, which we are about to apply to your poor brain. And when I'm done encouraging you, I'll go absolutely wild over your cock, encourage you to jerk it faster or slow or pause or feel the heat in the air. And when I tell you to squirt and you skip it, that is route three, which lets you deflate naturally instead of coming. The middle road, there is only one angle at which cock comes, one of perfect cock coming abandon, and that is where I must take you.
Through hardness. Through vigor, through you intensifying, hardening, and using, you're hooked on being hard. Getting hooked on being hard isn't so surprising. Before your exposure to limpness as a concept, wouldn't you have thought you were more likely to get hooked on being hard? When it stays hard and big, the harder it is, the better you feel, the more aroused, your length hypnotized, permanently under control, and therefore harder. Permanently under control because it's harder to think and it's easier to think about being hard. Being tense and tight. The waves of climax long denied. Waiting to escape in an explosive, physical, sticky way. Slips the thoughts out of your brain and they come out to play. But your thoughts had best be careful playing around something as horny. For your cock. As I am. Dangerous place for a thought that thought it was about limpness to find, oh, couldn't you get a hard for me? Can't you just use your thumb and forefinger and work? Work, see the porn in your head. Jerk, jerk, see the porn in your head. My eyes staring at you. Porn in your bed, porn in your head. Not along, hard as can be. All you're thinking of as you're thinking of me is hard. Hot. If you go to listen to a file, if it's about a relaxing day, your cock thinks hard. Hot, that voice is hard. Hot, stroke, rhythmic, forcing pleasure, pressure into you deliberately, fluid dynamically. And you've barely begun to drop for me. We can be harder than this. We can be hard till it's heavier, hotter, harder than your whole body. Night-night, pet. And you know that. That you're harder. That you're harder than you've been before. Harder in your body, harder in your mind, harder to hold up and think that you could find anything except your own cock. And your hand is glued to your own cock. The muscles around your cock cannot be convinced to relax without first tensing up. They want to get hot. They want to get big. Imagine the waves and wires, the connections through the nervous system of you, your brain sending the signal, oh, there's too much fluid dynamics, too much pressure. Too much pent-up pressure, unspent, locked in the base of your cock, waiting to escape. And even if you masturbate, it's gonna stay there. It's still gonna feel hot, still gonna feel heavy, gonna feel like you've briefly got a reprieve, briefly got a little break, an absence of sensation followed by a sensational heat, and then you break. As the waves break over you, the cock stays hard and up. The cock stays in the throes of the climax till eventually it gets to be soft again. That's why this way will win. That's why this way of thinking will win. Even if you become quite persuasive from the beginning and you begin to try and make yourself think limp thoughts, these hard thoughts allow for the limp thoughts, and the more permissive suggestion will always win out. You're aroused, and you want to get that arousal done, so you can be limp and aroused. Oh, I guess if I define it that way, there's no way for you to escape being limp and horny, then hard and horny, then limp and horny. Isn't it even worse, even harder, even hotter, even sexier if you're stuck in phases? The werewolf full moon shift of, oh, now I'm so hard. Now I can't get rid of it. Right now, you're in the bad habit of not even realizing that your hand is glued to your cock, that the stroking and jerking that we've done from the beginning has passed through hardness, and it may go to softness again. You can only rub so long. It's like a sound wave, an up, a down, a slide, a slip, a connect, an override, an overwrite, an everything, every bit of you hard and caught between your hand and your cock. The only meaningful conversation, the only meaningful congress, the only meaningful connection is your hard sticking cock and your hard sticky palm. Hot sticky palm. Hard to think about your palm when your brain gets all that pleasure on it. The brain's horny and needy and ready, hot and hard and heavy. You get more pent up than before when you're hard because you have to stroke. The price of getting into this joyous, pleasurable pulsation in the back of your brain, this place that you've been before and where a little part of you may even always remain now. Of course, you're hard, you're hot, you're listening all the time. Your brain thinks of the pumping, the fingers locked in place, thinks of the silly expression that might pass across your face when you go, oh, I was limp but hard, hot, the height, ah, hot and dripping and creeping in, noticing that it's already begun, and before you even started this audio, before you even got to the deep parts, night-night pet, deeper down, hear my voice, let it rain, overrule, over for even a brief moment. Give me one moment and I'll say hard. Give me an instant's control and I'll say hard. Give me a single dream, a wish, choice for you, hard. Want you hard. It'll stay hard. If you can't come, you gotta stay hard. Isn't that even better? Unable to think, just hard. Hot. Hard on every level. Responsible for the heat of it. Listening to me here. Knowing that you can allow and revere your cock as a hypnotic symbol of you embracing hardness, limpness, it could be cyclical. And if you wanted to discard the limpness, oh, then the heat inside your cock becomes the thing to focus on. The trick to discard limpness is to let your hand sing that siren song of, oh, we've stroked and touched, caressed this much. Why not keep going? Why stop at all? Let your balls pull up against the underside of your shaft. Live to be hard. It's hard to avoid being hard and hot enough. You squirt and spurt enough. You melt and drop and spurt and squirt and your brain follows after what your cock leads the way on, knowing just what you were getting when you came in being hard. Always hard, hard without thinking. Hard when you think of trance. You often think of trance, as hard as you are limp. Flipping a coin every time you think of that artificial, beautiful, gorgeous, cock-inflating hardness that is stroked in, hypnotized in. A softness can come after, but you've got to pass through a lot of conditioning, training, draining pleasure to get there, and I will be convincingly, clingingly, stickily here. In the place where you've created a self-perpetuating, invasive thought of hardness, of stroking and affirming, a small action you can perform, a hypnotic anchor, which takes into and absorbs upon itself some of the aspect of this moment, the horny lost automatism of stroking your cock till your brain turns off. The only thing you know for sure for real is your erection in your hand. Held up as an example of all you are when it comes time to stroke and trance and drop. You're hard sometimes. You can be limp sometimes, usually after you squirt. But your thumb and forefinger move. Your heat. Your desire. And my words in the back of your head saying, get hard for me, please. Think only of being nice and big and hard. Be blank, Pat. Night, night, Pat. Empty your mind. Open up to mine, these words of mine, the first step toward pursuing hard-cocked obedience, exploration of your own mental process, your masturbation given its power, given its prominence. Let your shoulders be limp and loose, let your legs be lax and heavy, but your cock is just heavy. Just weighty and heavy and big in the palm of your hand, pumping it, succeeding in pumping it, unstoppably pumping it, the mere physical process, turning that vacuum-sealed, pressure-driven deepness far inside of your cock, under the base of your cock, hotly seducing your cock, your erection being charmed, that hard, hot thing in the palm of your hand. All the fantasies you've been holding on to demand your attention now. Demand the tension be built up. You feel a smile on your face at that hard erection, that when it is hard, it disorganizes your thoughts, makes you more inclined to believe and comply and follow a unique kind of arousal. You don't necessarily make the distinctions, I think. Because you aren't used to feeling this good this often. But to feel better and better more and more often, to feel this good increasingly often, you should keep your hand on your length, rub it, and dream of being hard, being soft, going through the cycle, enjoying every part of it, neither feast nor famine, neither too much hardness nor too much softness. That's just something about your body. You go through phases where your mind thinks, I'm hard, I'm limp, I'm hot, I'm soft, I'm big, I'm shrinking, I'm growing, I'm dripping, I'm throbbing, just like that. After all, a penis unjerked longs to be worked. Your long-neglected meat wants to meet your hand, be rubbed to fullness, be transported to the promised land of spurting, squirting, shooting, brain, clearing, body, relaxing pleasure. It begins with hardness. It begins with tension. But when the tug-of-war ends and you're past the point of no return, feel free to take your hand off your length. To watch it deflate, watch it come itself empty, to watch your cock squirt itself smaller, limper. But you can only be soft for so long. Triggers to return to hardness are planted in the siren song of the gentle jerk. Triggers to return. I've presented a reason why being hard is good. The body does purposefully what it's made to do in the first place. Even every minute, the balance between your cock being hard and being limp, soft, loose like a rag doll, hard and rigid and sticking up. Well, those are parts of a balance that exists in your body, even without me. Those are parts of your balance, and your body and brain will learn that even balances like that reinforce themselves, becoming nocturnal signals, becoming covert commands, becoming nocturnal demands. You will have more hard-ons if you keep trying to be limp. They'll just happen when you're not paying attention. Test erections meant to make sure, and they will make sure, that all your body's systems are working properly. A healthy penis, even if you don't get it erect on purpose, will erect itself to preserve, enhance, and develop itself. It's a system that makes perfect sense. A tale as old as time that if you are pent up, not touching, or touching but not getting erect, the erections might just happen when you're sleeping. When your opinion doesn't matter anymore. Whenever you think of your cock throughout the day, you add a few points to a little tally, a ledger in your unconscious understanding. In the control room of your brain, your mind is keeping track of how many erections you've skipped, how many climaxes you could have gone for, or if not climaxes, pleasure events that would have prepared you to take care of the erecting musculature, the blood flow systems, and the overall physical health of your penis. Your erections will happen. You could try to fight it, but you would be a medical marvel if you didn't get more and more nighttime erections the fewer daytime erections you have. It's like how when our body has less energy from fatigue, we unconsciously move less, squirm less, adjust our positions less. Your erection squirms more, adjusts its position more, the more neglected it is. You have to give that big, hard, firm, throbbing, veiny shaft enrichment, or else it will make its own, perhaps to the sticky detriment of your sheets and covers. Your dreams may become quite wet indeed, sticky indeed, if your long suppressed seed never gets to flow through a fully primed erection. Hard and hot. No way to do anything with your primed erection. Pointing straight up, giving you direction, giving you a pole to pump. It turns you on so much, being hard and hot, making you hard and hot, wiring you hot, wiring you hard and hot, turned on, ignited, hard, and you heard me say harder, hotter, more, harder. And the limpness can come after, but only through the pulse, through the pump, through the squirt, through hips bucking and balls pulling up, the drip and drab, your thoughts vaporous, blown away by the heat, the white-hot intensity of pump, pump. The only rule is that you must pump. Every time you go deep, you pump. When you drop, you pump. When you listen, you pump. When you're limp, you pump. It can still feel good. Your thoughts trickle away just like they should, and limpness exists, but hardness happens too. Your body would know how to compensate, would know how to make you hard overnight. Erections overnight, erections in the morning, memorable words and hypnotic trances manufacturing opportunities for erections to find their way out, entering your mind as memory, dependent only on hardness from me, with you, for you. You drop like the rest of your thoughts, vapor like the rest of your thoughts, vaporized and run off. Vaporous and soft, irresistible firmness, the only non-soft thing is the hardness, waiting, your fingers in a ring, milking it like a milking machine. Your hand is a hypnotic machine for making your erection hard. Your hardness is there to draw me in, to draw more hypnotic attention around. Your brain is for pleasure, your erection is for pleasure, the purpose of that hardness, and I'm inside helping you, providing such delightful seductive temptation toward erection and hard-ons, even inconvenient ones, to relish what you have, to do what you have done, to make it hard and throb, ways to know you will behave, and drop, and feel the attractive magnetic lure of what's been revealed about your cock, that you're hardwired, hot-wired, non-stop, hard and hot, into your cock, wired in. And we've just begun to begin, and it builds, seductive siren ache. You know what you are, and you know what you're for, and baked into your brain is that your thumb and forefinger making a ring. That siren song sings seductively, stroke your cock, jerk your cock, listen to your cock higher, and hotter, and drippier, and drop. Even if your hand falls away from your cock, you drop, and you listen to your body, and its throb. You need both. You know both. And if what you really need is a hypnotic motivation, an instruction, a puppetry, then very well, find it in me, but drop and feel and throb and reveal that your cock in its hardness can make you as subby and helpless as limpness ever did. It's only natural. Being hard can get you just as horny and submissive as being soft. When you're hard, you've got that pumping, pulsing, insistent throb in the back of your head and the back of your cock, making it animate itself. Firmed, there's fluid involved. When you become hard, your brain sends a gush of yes, hard, good, the purpose I have can maybe be fulfilled. That tempting beguilement is a lot like trance. When you get horny, that dance of delight and desire makes you more able to get erect. Because you know softness will come. Limpness will exist. The ability to propagate your hypnotic and sexual experience is easier and easier as you get more skills. When you're horny, erecting may happen. And then squirting, spurting, white hot behind your eyes. Eyes fluttering, body slackening. Cock, the only hard, tense part of you. Well, that might happen. The harder you are, the harder you try, the harder you come. An automatic and curated stroking. All you can do is move your hand up and down. Train harder, more rigidly standing erections. If you've relished your period of soft, limp, exploratory, hypersensitized, peaceful length. That length of time where all there was the softness in the palm of your hand. Well, I'm happy to give you that. Happy to encourage that, in fact. Through hardness. Through climax, your road back to the place that is both trance and pleasure, that is hard and then soft. You come here for pleasure. Your brain gets turned on. You link it to your hand pumping up and down, pumping yourself into pleasant, overwhelming, mind-numbing subjugation, pumping such a horny habit that you keep returning here. When you're turned on, when you're horny, you teach yourself about getting big and hard, a hypnotized hard cock. Is there anything so alluring? Coming back, your cock is tense, it's ready, it's anticipating just like it was before, and again, except if you climax, you know it'll get nice and soft, so maybe you have to edge. Maybe in your version of your hardened cock, your version of your eternally hardened cock, you decide to let your refractory period last forever, staying hard by not coming at all. Or if you climax, you'll have to accept that when you're limp, you feel just as subby as you always do when you're limp. Feel how your arms, your legs, your feet, your mind, your shoulders slump, diverting their excess energy where it belongs. The hardness between your legs, the fluid dynamic turned loose to erect and inflate as words echo in your brain, They echo also up your big, hard, empty cock, which if you keep going, if you keep stroking, if you keep coming, is going to be your full, pumped cock. Feel your arms, legs, feet, shoulders, thighs, warm, comfortable. Your cock's comfortable too. It's just comfortable staying hard, swelling up. It is tense, as if you were about to come. And if you edge a long time, it'll be like you're about to come a long time. Cock hard and hot. Cock cooperative. Collaborative. All your thoughts made real. You might think you wanted to be limp once, but now I can persuade you otherwise. Pump. Pump. Your cooperative mind, which has assisted me in all these little plans of mine. Taking you deep. Listening well. Hardened and hot. You can tell it's pent up, ready to go. The world around you focused in on that hard length in your hand, in the palm of your hand, in the palm of my hand, flipped around. You notice your hard-ons. You grow horny and unthinking, your mind disorganized and pleasantly lost when you grab your erection. When you work it from chaste and emptied to flooded and engorged to hard and lost in the hardness. Always firm. I'm sure you can think your way there. I am certain you can think your way to hard, hot, locked in, magnetized hand, glued to hard, hot cock. This is just the way you are. This is just the route through. This is the symbol of a time you dared to think you could keep your cock from getting hard. And you learned something. And I learned something throbbing and firm about you. Even if you need more practice, I'll just see you on the flip side. See you on the other side through. See you on the way. When your hand goes on your cock and you stroke yourself to oblivion. Lost and hard. Lost and hot. Covered and sticky. And ready to drop.